Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 304. We are on the 9th day discussing the significant biological special program of the epidermis. This is because the medical conditions affecting this organ is numerous. We can have the correct understanding of them only with the knowledge of German new medicine. For example, genital herpes in reality are small fluid-filled blisters occurring on the external genitals like vulva, labia, penis and scrotum, or even in vagina. They are in reality linked to a sexual suppression conflict. Conflict activity can be triggered by loss of a sexual mate, sexual rejection, unwanted sex, sexual abuse, fear or suspicion that one's sexual mate might have had sex with someone else, etc. There can have dermatitis or warty eruptions on the genitalia during the healing phase. But for the conventional medicine, they are all the first signs of syphilis, a so-called sexually transmitted disease, and they call them as soft chagrin or chagroid. All venereal diseases are bacterial or viral in origin for the conventional medicine, transmitted through sexual contacts. No one in the field knows that until today, no disease-causing virus has ever been isolated or scientifically proved to exist. The microbes in the list are countless, like herpes simplex virus, herpes zoster virus, human papilloma virus, even human immunodeficiency virus or HIV. Only GNM explains them rightly that gonorrhea, chancroid, syphilis, genital herpes, candidiasis, and even cancers involving sexual organs cannot be spread through sexual contacts because they are all the healing symptoms. An imposed sexual abstinence based on the belief that it is contagious, a fear of having contracted a sexually transmitted disease, the distress experienced through unwanted sexual practices, forced prostitution, etc. are all scenarios of sexual separation conflict or wanting to separate sexually. See the rational explanation of venereal diseases by the German new medicine. Another wrong explanation by the conventional medicine is about skin cancers. According to them, skin cancers are caused by prolonged exposure to sunlight. This is nonsensical or mere absurdity. In reality, they can be either a basilioma, also known as a basal cell carcinoma, or a squamous cell carcinoma. The basal cell carcinoma arises from the basal layer of the epidermis that consists of pigment producing melanophores, and therefore they have a brownish color. The squamous cell carcinoma originates from the upper layer of the epidermis. In both cases, they occur during the healing phases of separation conflicts and they have got nothing to do with sunlight. Another common skin condition is molluscum contagiosum. They are pinkish or flesh-colored papules on the epidermis, usually with dimples in the center. They are also explained as caused by a virus by the conventional medicine called molluscum contagiosum pox virus and spread through physical or sexual contacts. These soft wart-like growths occur in reality at areas that are associated with separation like face, neck, trunk, genitals, etc. Their virus theory cannot explain why a particular part of the skin only is affected. Warts are still more common skin conditions, also explained by conventional medicine as caused by viruses. In reality, they occur due to excessive healing due to continuous conflict lapses at the areas associated with the separation conflicts. They can be raised or flat depending on the intensity of the conflicts. Skin tags, which are small flaps of tissue hanging off by a connecting stalk, are also the healing symptoms of separation conflicts. Persistent sexual separation conflicts can cause condylomata, called genital warts, on the external genitalia, inside the vagina, or even in the cervix. They can occur in and around the anus also, and they are called anal warts. Plantar warts occur on the soles or toes of the feet. They occur on the deep basal layer of the epidermis. Here also, the conflict is separation, maybe not wanting to leave a workplace, sports facility, home, village, or even country. Such unwanted moves can affect the pets also. Use of shoes like a work boot or hiking shoe, if one wants to get off, can also cause plantar warts, especially at the pressure points. Corn is another type of plantar affection, which is a very common skin condition caused by such separation conflicts. Conventional medicine claims that they are different from the plantar warts that are caused by the contagious human papilloma virus. Scleroderma is another not so common condition affecting the epidermis. It occurs as a result of intense healing phase of a hanging nature lasting for a prolonged period of time. There will be a hardening of the epidermis, and it can occur locally or generally throughout the body. The hardening occurs mainly due to the affection of the underlying connective tissue by a self-devaluation conflict along with the separation conflict of the epidermis. Friends, herewith we conclude our discussion on the significant biological special program of the epidermis. I have got hundreds of cases to prove the veracity of GNM to substantiate the relationship between the specific conditions of the epidermis and the specific separation conflicts or wanting to separate. Kindly share the 9 global GNM health tips discussing the SBS of epidermis with your friends and family members. Today I am going to send these 9 audio clips to my nephew, who is a famous dermatologist. Please do similar activities. Let Dr. Harmer's wisdom spread in this world. My best wishes. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.